Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to the village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that had taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be one to redeem Israel, and besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who are saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted that what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
This marvelous story about two disciples on their way to Emmaus is found only in the Gospel of Luke. And our pilgrim people here who have been on pilgrimages might remember Abu Ghosh, which is the place of Emmaus. And in our pilgrim journey, our first day we go to Bethlehem, but the second day we travel north to Galilee. And our first stop is at Abu Ghosh, which is Emmaus, Benedictine monastery there. It's a mystical place. I've spent many, many hours there by myself in pilgrims and in retreats. And it's a quiet, mystical Benedictine monastery. It's 6 miles west of Jerusalem, which is important because they're going west into the sunset. They're walking away from the light. That's what Luke wants us to catch. They're walking west into the sunset. Jerusalem being the symbol of your destiny. Biblically, Jerusalem is your destiny. They're walking away from their destiny. They're walking west into the sunset, into the darkness, so to speak. Two negative people are feeding one another's negativity. That happens. I mean, we say, let me tell you about the priest in our parish. Ups, let me tell you, I've got a worse one about the priest in our parish. You know, negative people get together, they feed one another's negativity. It's exactly what's happening. Two disciples, could have been a husband and wife, we don't know. Only one is mentioned, Cleopas. And they're feeding one another's negativity. We had hoped, and it didn't work, and we're depressed, and we're despondent. We're walking away from our destiny into the sunset. Jesus doesn't turn them around. Jesus walks with them. As long as they're talking, they learn nothing. They learn only when they stop talking and they listen. And Jesus questions them, and then Jesus opens the scripture to tell them how it is the Messiah had to suffer. And then they come to the evening, and they invite Jesus to stay for a meal, and in the breaking of the bread, they recognize Jesus. Fitzmyer and most of the Lucan scholars would say this is not Eucharist. This was a meal they were having. And it may well be the manner in which Jesus broke the bread was why they recognized him. But once they saw him, they turned around and they went back to Jerusalem, back to the place of destiny. That's what happens when we encounter the risen Jesus. And the place of destiny inevitably involves suffering. It's a place of death, and it's a place of resurrection. And all of this happens on the first day of the week, which is the day of resurrection. So we spoke about the other Gospels, about John and about Matthew in the last couple of days, about Resurrection Day, how Jesus takes the initiative to reconcile his followers who are confused and sometimes depressed. And once they recognize Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, they go back to the community, back to the church, back to Jerusalem, the place of destiny. It's an extraordinary story, and it's probably a story that relates to every one of us in our journey of life. There are times when we walked away, we were disillusioned, we walked away from our destiny, from the place and the measure in which we are called in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we walked away because there was suffering, we murmured, we rejected it, we didn't understand it. When we didn't understand it, we didn't accept it. And we walked away. But once we encounter Jesus Christ risen from the dead, we go back to accept the place of destiny. It's a wonderful story, and we could reflect on this for a long time. But the one teaching we want to take from this is, on Resurrection Day, when we encounter the risen Jesus Christ, then we are called in the power of the Spirit to go back to the church, go back to the place of destiny, go back to the place which we consider, in a worldly sense, imperfect. That's where we encounter the fullness of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ. So you might keep that in mind, because sometimes we run away from the suffering. We reject it. We get angry. We get disillusioned. When things are not perfect, we don't accept it. And here, the imperfect church, the imperfect community, the imperfect day, the power of Jesus Christ and the risen Christ invites us to go back to our place of destiny, which is to walk with the risen Jesus Christ. Amen.